entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you very much for tuning in. And, of course, after this episode, and after every episode, and after everything you do, please check out the other shows on our very fine network. I think you'll enjoy them. Just like I enjoy the company of these two fine, star-studded, exciting balls of fire that I have hosting the show with me. Ladies and gentlemen, your friend, my friend, Frank the Germ Freak. Frank, how are you tonight?
Good evening to you at all.
Just amazing. Steve, how are you tonight?
Thank you for all your help on our field trip. We couldn't have done it without you. Thanks for traveling to the Monmouth Museum.
Hold on. Steve, are you here?
I'm here.
Because apparently Frank is doing his own fucking thing now, just stepping on your... We introduced you, but Frank has something he has to do, I guess.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought we were still on me for... All right, forget it. I'm sorry.
Frank, what were you doing? Were you reciting a poem?
Thank you for all your help on our field trip. We couldn't have done it without you. Thanks for traveling to the Monmouth Museum and exploring weather with us. Room 6.
Oh, is that a note?
That's a thank you note. Because
to Donna?
What I did was I was a chaperone.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. This is to you? I thought Donna would be the room mother.
No. This is to me. I was a chaperone. I was a class dad.
Oh, my God. No. You were a fucking room mother. There's a reason there's the term room mother, because you took the role of the soccer mom and corralled the kids down to where did you go? Where did you take them?
The Monmouth Museum.
Now, Steve, in your day, do you ever remember the fathers of any kids getting involved in this capacity as a chaperone?
No.
I remember actually one case. But, Frank, what were you doing?
Well, what happened is, I guess, Donna's a class – my wife is a class mother, and obviously she works full-time now. And she was chosen to be to go on this field trip with the childs.
And, with the what?
Children?
With the what?
The child. I mean, the children.
Wow.
You
didn't actually talk to them, did you? Because they might pick up some bad habits.
And I, you know what? First of all, the chances of getting picked are not good. You know, so you know what's the likely? So I didn't want she got picked, so I couldn't let him down. You know. And say, oh, let somebody else do it. So I took him to the Monmouth Museum, and I went on a school bus after 30 years. And
why do you sound like you just lost a fucking championship boxing match? Why are you falling all over your words?
I like to thank my manager, Mike Garcia.
Yeah, no, Frank. Why do you sound fucking punch drunk?
I don't know. What
was this a harrowing experience? Wait, you don't know what punch drunk means?
I've heard the term before. I have no idea what it means.
Have you ever watched any form of fighting? And don't say no, because I've invited you over
for
it.
Well, you mean like UFC?
Any form of fighting, yes, that does qualify. Yeah. They're not exactly...
UFC is a form of tickling, not fighting.
Yeah,
right?
If you meant boxing or
the other fighting. Thing. Do you understand what the word fighting means?
What does that have to do with punch drunk love?
No, that's a
punch drunk love.
That's a movie loved by hipsters starring Adam Sandler, where he gets involved in fucking send away campaigns for a contest. I don't even remember.
You know what? Being punch drunk has absolutely nothing to do with that movie.
It really doesn't.
That's your first reference.
It truly doesn't, Frank. It's being knocked about so fucking silly that you make no sense.
Oh, I know. Incoherent. You mean like when the fighters are hit so hard, they're like just swaggering back and forth.
And they have a microphone put in their face, and they say things like, "I take my hand off to him."
But without the alcohol.
I got to look after the childs, and the childs is on the buses, and the children don't get picked very often.
You know what else I didn't know? One time I heard you talking to somebody, Ken, and you said, "Let's get down to brass tacks."
That's right.
And I thought it was tax, T-A-X.
Yeah, because of the infamous tax on brass. The government didn't want everybody to have their hands on that wonderful element. Actually, it's an alloy, isn't it? I don't really know, and I don't really give a shit. Steve, is brass an element? No.
No, it's an alloy.
Thank you very much.
Copper and tin.
Thank you. You're so, welcome. Frank, Steve, this is why we have Steve around. Frank, you were a chaperone.
A chaperone at Mammoth Museum.
But you said you would take them. You took them there, is what you tried to tell me.
In the bus.
Tell me about this experience.
Oh, I was in the bus, and I sat in the back of the bus. It's really not much. It's really not that many exciting stories. All I could say is that the kids. I was sitting in the back of the bus, and the two female teachers were in the front of the bus, and the other classroom mom was in the front of the bus. So what's happening is, I sat in the back of the bus with Lukey, and what happened
Wait,
was
you brought your oh yes. Lukey's your son. I thought it was your dog. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Please continue, Frank.
And it makes it – what happened is the kids behind me were getting – they were very wild, very riled, yelling this and that. So I didn't know what to do because I didn't want to look like an idiot that I didn't have control over these kids. But then again, I didn't want to overstep my bounds and yell at kids that are not my kids. So what happened is the teachers kept looking back at me. Like, why aren't you controlling these kids? First of all, they're not my fucking students. They should have been back there controlling them. And it was just very embarrassing. So after a while, whenever they would turn around, I would just pretend like I was looking out the window, like I didn't know what was going on.
So what type of things were they doing? I mean, they were obviously being unruly.
They were just yelling, kicking the chair, fighting with each other, it's second grade stuff, nothing out of the ordinary, but just very riled up and whatnot, so...
Well, that
so you didn't do
great.
Anything.
You have a really good command of describing this situation.
Well, it's who was touching who was kicking who was calling somebody this, who was doing this, and they were very loud and everything, and it made it very awkward for me because I didn't know what to do in a situation. I didn't want to yell because then I didn't want to so you're trying to be as
So now,
calm and cool and collected as you possibly can.
Is it safe to say, in being calm, cool, and collected, you did nothing and you probably lost the respect of all the kids and the teachers?
I didn't lose respect of anybody.
Wait, so the
I command respect?
So hold on, you were commanding respect from these kids? You just said they were kicking and fucking ignoring you.
And what happened is each kid had to bring money for the gift shop. So I was in charge of holding all the money for these kids. So I had everybody's friggin' money in my friggin' hand. And that's a heck of a responsibility. So God forbid I drop one of these friggin' envelopes. This kid's going to start crying up a creek. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they'll cry up a creek. Frank, I think you're trying to steer out of a skid in the way you're describing this. Initially, you gave the impression that it was fucking mayhem on the bus. And you ignored it. You turned the other cheek. You just pretended to stare outside of the bus, ignoring it. And now you're trying to say that you were responsible. You were in charge of the finances of the trip. What would they be able to buy? That fucking pyrite? The fake gold?
No, they have like a tornado in a can in like a little bottle.
Yeah,
you could buy 2 liter bottles.
The astronaut ice cream.
It's a tornado in like a glass cylinder. If you shake it, it looks like a tornado. You could buy this blob where if you touch it and it change colors depending on your mood.
Your mood, Frank.
Tell me about some of the class trips you went on.
Well, I mean, there's always the museum, and yeah, I liked the gift shop, but. I would always get the astronaut ice cream. I wouldn't want anything educational. I wouldn't want fucking tornado in a jar, or fucking a shark tooth or an arrowhead. I wouldn't want any of that shit. I just want the fucking astronaut ice cream. Eat it on the bus. Have the poor kid beg me for a square. Give him the paper to lick.
The strawberry.
You give him that little fucking white wax paper they have to wrap around it. In a vain
shreds as soon as you touch it. Yeah, it turns to like 5,000 shreds.
Yeah, in a fucking vain attempt to try and keep it square. It shatters, and it's the greatest goddamn thing in the world. And I've actually heard someone say they didn't like it, and I've never spoken to them again.
You know what? I think most people in the world hate astronaut ice cream. And
I don't even know what it is.
You've never had astronaut ice cream?
I never heard of astronaut ice cream.
I mean, I would think this would be right up your alley.
Is that like pistachio?
No, it's Neapolitan. Always Neapolitan.
Oh.
Why would you pull pistachio out?
Because I love pistachio ice cream.
Ass cream? You love pistachio ass cream? I didn't know it came in flavors. I just thought it was Preparation H. Frank, it's a little Neapolitan square of ice cream. There's a strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla. It's evenly proportioned, and it's freeze-dried ice cream. It's called astronaut ice cream because the gimmick is that this is what the astronauts would be able to eat in fucking space. But it's a lie because it's always in fucking shards, and the minute they tore that fucking pack open, the astronaut ice cream would get jammed in the fucking controls.
No, the truth is, astronaut ice cream has never, ever been on one mission in the entire history of every single space program of any country.
And that's good, because it would have fucking brought the whole shuttle down. It would have fucked up the LEM. But either way, it's goddamn delicious. I went to the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. as an adult, saw all different kinds of astronaut food, not just the ice cream. And I indulged.
I wasn't just limited to the
$10 in an envelope that you are in a class trip, okay? I had a goddamn credit card and good credit, and I could fucking load up on this astronaut ice cream.
How many did you get?
I got several. Let me just say several. And they had
several?
What's so good about it? It's just freeze-dried ice cream, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you ever had it?
Yeah. You've never eaten it. How can you have any fucking opinion on it?
Well, I don't understand why. Do you, like, once you put it in water, it becomes ice cream?
You don't
rehydrate it. Because how good would that be?
Can you shut that fucking dog up?
Can you shut your fucking bald face up, you motherfucker?
Shut that fucking mongrel
up? Do you want me to? Because I guarantee you, if I leave this room, it's going to be fucking silence. Because you're choking now. You're fucking choking, Frank.
I'll fucking go over there and shut that fucking mongrel up.
You going to drive and come up here and do it?
I don't. It's too far.
You going to drive and take control of the dog, Frank?
It's too far. Don't you have a fucking collar thing you use now? Zap the motherfucker.
No, I have a thunder shirt. But the thing is, we don't know where it is.
And it's been raining for 3 days.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hold on. I'll bring him in here. Can you guys talk? Will you guys be able to talk? Or are you going to give dead air to everybody?
Steve, when we go on fishing.
I knew that was coming.
This is it. Why is it the go-to topic whenever it's you and fucking fishing? Steve, go ahead and talk about fishing. I'll be right back.
We're gonna talk about fishing. Go get Teddy his thunder
Steven.
Shirt. Yes, I'm here.
Fishing.
Yeah, what day do you want
to go?
We have
to go that far. I mean, I know you mentioned the Greenwood Lake, but that's like fucking really far, dude. Can we just meet somewhere in the middle?
That is in the middle.
It's in the middle of you. You realize I live, you know, in the central state.
Does that take more than the central state of what, New York?
New Jersey.
Oh, so you're like South Jersey. Are you by Trenton?
I'm about a half hour north of Trenton. So that's kind of far to Greenwood Lake. Can we maybe meet somewhere like, you know, in the middle?
What county? Can you tell me the county? Since you've already searched my fucking mortgage history of my family.
The county has a it's got the word sex in it.
Middlesex County.
Yes.
Are you northern Middlesex County? How about Lake Apatcong? Is that far for you?
I mean, it's about an hour and 15 minutes away.
Yeah, that's about 40 minutes for me. So, I mean, that's somewhat...
What about in Denville?
So, what's going on, guys? Fishing?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, we're
What did we cover?
We're trying to figure out where Frank wants to go.
Because why is it? Hold on. Why is it Frank gets to decide where we're going?
No. Fuck
and
face.
Frank gets to decide who's coming, and Frank gets to decide what the fuck we're doing.
Hey, Dingle Dick. Where he wants to go, you realize that you guys live in a different part of the state than I do, and that Greenwood Lake is at least, you know, almost an hour and a half to maybe 2 hours.
Okay, Frank, here's the thing. You're going to answer questions right now. Yes or no? Frank, do you know how to fish?
No.
Did you ask Steve to teach you how to fish?
Yes.
Okay.
And your kids.
Did you ask Steve to take your fucking kids with you?
I want you to retract you saying what you just said about my kids.
Just take away the word fuck and then we're all good, right?
Well, I want you to say it over again.
No, I'm not going to say it over again.
But I'm not going to answer.
Okay, well, we all know it's goddamn no. You didn't ask him. And now you're dictating where. And last week was the date.
Stick up for me, you fuck.
Last week was the date, and you fucking blew that off too.
I said, can we go somewhere? And I didn't dictate where. I said, can we meet somewhere in the middle? That's what I said. Rewind the tape.
I don't care.
Frank,
I don't care.
If you're not willing to drive more than an hour, you don't really care about even doing this to begin with.
No, I can go for an hour, but not more than an hour.
Wait, you can go fishing for an hour or driving for more than an hour?
No, where you want to go is on the border of New York State. That's a distance from me.
Okay.
All right.
I can understand that because I thought you were in New York and not New Jersey and not where you were.
No.
And I honestly beforehand tried to figure out a place between us and New York, and it's – so you basically can just get a New
Jersey
fish.
Let me use the phrase that
you
Frank
thought
loved.
I was in New York. You
shut up! I'm about to fucking ask you something right now. No. I want to cut the shit. I want to get down to brass tacks, as Frank loves to point out that I say. Is this even going to happen? You know how many fucking things we've planned?
I swear to God.
Is this going to happen? Yes or no?
I am so looking forward to this. It's not even funny.
Hey, I showed up for Frank's 40th birthday party.
You did?
I am so looking forward to this, and I want to do it. I really want to do it.
And that was a decade ago.
I'm thinking this weekend.
You realize that that's a few days away, so yeah, you should not just be thinking this weekend.
You have, let me guess, you have a fucking wedding you got to go to?
I have to go to my
wedding. I don't know, Frank. Tell me.
We were supposed to go last weekend, and last weekend I said, well, no, we'll go the following weekend, and nobody said no.
No. Here's the thing. You're the one that had plans on the day that we were going to go, and you're the one who told us 3 days from the fucking event.
You said a day.
So don't get shitty with me because, what, you got a wedding to go to? No, you're the one who fucked everything up, Frank, and you're the one who's making it more than it should ever fucking be. It should just be us throwing fucking rubber worms into a goddamn lake and fucking watching you and laughing at you. That's all it should be.
What the hell town does this guy live in? Just tell me what's
happening. In any event, you know what? How about this?
We'll discuss
how about
this later.
Settle it at another point because I'm not even sure I'm going to fucking go anymore. I'm disgusted. I'm tired of hearing about it.
I'm pretty disgusted myself. So.
There'll be more fish for me.
No, there won't.
Frank, you won't know even how to bait a hook.
You don't have a license at this. You don't even have a license, Lisa. Did you get your license, Frank? Did you?
Did you get yours?
Yes, I did.
Bullshit. Bull fucking
nice.
Shit.
Kenny, you want to go fishing this weekend?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
No poachers.
Here's the thing. I bet you all up and down the fucking the New Jersey Turnpike or wherever the fuck you have to drive for that class trip, you're just talking in your kid's ear about this big fishing trip you're going to take them on. Like, yeah, Pops is going to teach you how to cast.
I never even mentioned it to him.
You never mentioned it to your kids?
I don't want to get his hopes up too high if it never comes to fruition.
Is that a pattern you've taken to?
I don't know what that means.
How could you not know what it means? Is that a pattern that you've taken to?
Taken to what?
Steve, am I not being clear?
A pattern to take into where? I never took them.
Oh my god! Is that something you do regularly?
What?
What do you mean what?
I do what regularly?
I fucking hate you. You know what? Let's go fishing. I'll put you on a hook and hope hope it's salt water and I hope a fucking great white.
If you're saying, do I usually? When you have kids, you have to learn that you don't tell them certain things in case it doesn't happen. You don't want to get them disappointed, so you don't say it until it happens.
No, kids should learn disappointment at a very early age and learn how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Just like they need to learn how to deal with death, they need to learn how to deal with a lot of fucking harsh realities in life when they're young. You don't shelter them until they're fucking 20 years old, and then they get hit with death or something crazy, horrible disease, and then they go crazy.
Yeah. Frank, remember when we were playing Wii and I was playing against your son and you silently motioned that I should let him win? What did I do?
And you were such a so much as of a sore loser that you wouldn't even let a little kid win.
Nope.
It's not a sore loser.
Here's the thing.
Nah, it's because even though it's a little kid, Ken has too much. He's too. I wish I could find the right adjectives, but
I wish you could too, because you're just fucking.
That's how stingy he is, and how
domineering. That's the word you want to say.
Is that what you really think, Frank? Because here's my stance on that. And I know I've said this before.
I know you've said it. You've said it before, and I wipe my ass with what you said.
Well, what I say.
Yeah, that's why we don't talk to you like a normal human being.
Yeah, because you're a fucking. You're a dope, is what you are. I mean, if you think about it, if you look at what I did as something bad, then you're a fucking dope. Okay, because you didn't. You can't get past the act of me not letting your kid lose or win. I beat him because I could. And what happened next, Frank? What happened two games later? He fucking beat me, and I didn't let it happen. He actually tried to get something that he could do.
Yeah, that's how you
tried
to
accomplish something.
If you let them win all the time, and you let them think that they're the smartest fucking.
Oh my god, I'm 7 and I'm the best at everything. I don't need to learn anything. I don't need to get any better at soccer. I'm the greatest. No, let them fail and learn from it. Jesus,
that's why every kid should play fucking Little League or like soccer when they're little, some sport. Even if they're the fat kid in the class or the dumb kid in the class,
you should
put them into a situation you know they're going to have to either try harder or completely fail.
Yeah,
or try to find something better that they're better at naturally.
Yeah, so when I asked you if this was a pattern that you've taken to, what I meant was, is this something that you do? You only tell him about things when it's absolutely guaranteed.
No, absolutely not. No.
Okay.
And there's been times where I have, and there's been times that he has been disappointed.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just.
And you know what? And he's alive and happy. So there you go. Despite the disappointment, despite losing or striking out. And, Frank, I want to know, did anybody comment you or compliment you or comment on your chaperoning abilities on this class trip?
I just got a letter from the teacher. Didn't I read it to you?
What did it say again?
Thank you for all your help on our field trip. We couldn't have done it without you. Thanks for the traveling to the Monmouth Museum and exploring weather with us.
I guarantee you, between every sentence, she took a 30-second pause to just laugh after writing it. Thank you for all you've done. This fucking guy! He did nothing! You were so helpful on our trip. He just sat there and did nothing. Send it to everybody. Oh, you probably got a form letter. It's probably a fucking form letter.
If a form letter is in somebody's handwriting, then I guess maybe, you know, I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
All right.
Everybody got the same thing, is what I'm saying. There was no special thank you given to you for your non-effort. I did try to make the assertion that chaperones are exclusively women. But I do remember in sixth grade, my dad and my mom were both chaperones because they needed males and females because it was a stayover camp trip. We got to
where at?
At Camp Spears Elder Bar in I don't know where the fuck it is. But there were cabins, and there was the boys' cabin, and there was the girls' cabin. And at one point, the kids were fighting, they were yelling, they were being kids, being rowdy kids, displaying a lot of the behavior that you said your son's class was displaying. They were doing that that shit kicking, using foul language. They were using very vulgar language, weren't they, Frank? A lot of.
They weren't. I mean, they were using other words in replace of the foul language. You know,
what do you mean? Like what the frig? Like that?
No. I mean, they wouldn't say shit. They would say, you know, poop.
Oh, okay. He called the shit poop. Okay. Well, my dad did the exact opposite of what you did. he yelled at the children, yelled at them, and basically turned to the most unruly of them, a kid named Ricky, who is now an alcoholic, I do believe.
You know, any
and I don't know if it's related. I don't know if it's related to my dad's handling of this situation. Turn
no,
to him
named Ricky.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
What about Ricky Gervais?
What about Ricky Henderson?
That's true.
Ricky Ricardo.
It all evens out. Ricky Gervais and Ricky Henderson, two sides of the spectrum of Ricky. Well, he turned to him and he says, "Ricky, if you don't get in here, I'll put a shoe up your ass."
Get out of here.
I swear to God.
He said that?
I swear to God.
Were you embarrassed?
No. And for about a week and a half, about a week and a half, everybody was telling me how cool my parents were. It was pretty goddamn good.
Now, your father's the kind of guy who yells.
What?
Your father's the kind of guy who yells.
Oh, my dad's a yeller. My dad is a yeller.
Yet he never hits you.
Never hit me at all.
Steve, I know you lost your father at a young age, but did you ever get hit by your mama?
Nah, I might have gotten spanked once or twice, but just like one smack in the ass as I'm walking by and being a bastard.
When I was a little kid, my mama, she
can
you, know,
you not
she,
call
she,
her mama? That's mama? Really creepy.
She's a little overprotective, and you know, like if I would have to always tell her where I was going. And one time, I took my big wheel and I went down the street without telling her, and she got nervous. And then when I came home, she pulled my pants down and slapped my bare ass.
Why does she have to do it bare?
Yeah, see, that's what
wait,
I don't
in front
understand.
Of who?
That's
in front
weird.
Of who?
In front of the window.
That's
like
really weird,
like
man.
A Christmas tree you're proud of? She just put you in front of the bay
she
window?
She actually pulled – I can remember to this day. I can remember crying and her pulling my pants down and slapping my bare ass.
The neighbors have to see this. Take
yeah,
your
like
chest king pants down.
It was just like maybe like three times, four maybe. I got smacked in the ass just for being like
Frank.
Like if I talked back like really bad, like if I cursed in front of my mom, I would get that, you know, and never happened again.
My dad brandished a belt at one
yeah.
point. Never had to use it. My
did
dad's
he
a fu- here's the thing.
Wait, did he snap the belt?
No, he never did that. He just fucking
he held
it like yep. wrapped up three or four times with the metal end up. Like it almost looked like a crop, like if he was a really angry jockey,
dominatrix,
like a jockey, like a really oh. angry, like, and he had like his like he was getting ready for work, so he had like he was almost dressed, like he had his pants on and his shirt was like unbuttoned but not all the way, and his tie was loose,
sloppy AAA attire.
He was like getting ready to go out and go do some office job and then probably hate it. But before that, he's going to fucking shake a folded up belt, a braided belt at his son who didn't make his bed.
Oh, see, I...
And it was fucking frightening.
All leather belts, and he did the snap. Like, if we were bad, or like we were like up late, like me and my brother, if we were like up like after bedtime and like fucking around and like walking around the house, we just hear this fucking snap. It would crack the entire house. And, like, I learned to do it when I was, like, four.
Yeah.
Like, I grabbed this belt. I'm like, I know how he does this. And I did it. And I'm like, snap, snap, snap. And I'm walking around the house. Then my dad grabbed it. And he did a snap, like, three times as loud. And I'm like, oh, shit. He's like, never touch my belt again.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. Hands up in the air.
If
I'm
you
like,
didn't
go back to bed.
If you didn't learn that noise from your dad, yep. you learned it from a kid who got beat by their father.
Yeah.
That was always a fucking great, great frightening move.
I think I was that kid, except I didn't get beat. I just knew how to crack fucking.
By the way,
how to crack a leather belt at people.
By the way,
it was badass.
Our live listeners are the best, and we do have a chat room. If you ever catch the show live on Tuesday nights, and in it is our friend Clayton, who just replied. Let's see, Steve's dad snapped his belt. Now he lives in a basement and grows herbs.
It's true.
Wow, took a turn off that masculine highway. Just
I fixed my toilet yesterday. Can't divert me off the masculine highway.
What did you have to do for it though? See, this is something you're proud of now. You look at your garden of thyme and rosemary and fucking pineapple mint. Whatever the fuck you brag about on Facebook that week. And then you look around to see if there's anything in your task inventory that you can point to and say, yes, I'm still a man.
No, so, like I touched my fucking. I went to flush my toilet, hit the lever, and it just fucking went down. I heard something snap inside, and it didn't flush. I'm like, fuck.
Okay, now Frank, as somebody who has in the past admitted that you don't do much in the way of handyman. Fix it tasks. You don't really repair your house too much. If you went to flush your toilet and that behavior Steve just described, like a dull clink and no tension, nothing going down, what would you do?
And the lever just stayed down.
That same thing has actually happened to me, and I actually did resolve the situation by fixing it myself.
Whoa! You fixed it yourself?
Yep.
What'd you do?
I went online. I learned to figure out how to do it, and I got the parts, and I did it.
Shut the fuck up. You wouldn't even go on and figure out how to get a Gmail account. You're not going to fucking Google directions on fixing a toilet.
I swear to God I did, because I said to myself, I just can't seem to...
Oh,
I can't call
a
handyman. I mean, it's bad enough I called a handyman to put the toilet paper roll on my wall.
No, that's fucking bad. But I think you must have had a doozy of a shit in there that you were just ashamed of.
No, it wasn't even my bathroom. It was my kid's bathroom, so there was nothing in there.
Oh, but you did it. You crapped in your kid's bathroom?
No, they said, Daddy, that the toilet doesn't work.
Okay. So you actually got to be a respectable
I did, and that's something I actually did myself.
Now, when was that? How many years ago?
Oh, about a year ago.
You probably still bring it up, right? Donna
no,
gives you any shit. Remember the toilet?
No.
Remember the toilet! That's what I thought!
Frank, how long did it take you to between the time it broke and the time you repaired it?
Within a couple days. I mean, I had no choice right. in the matter because it was my kids' bathroom. You know, otherwise they weren't going to go to the bathroom.
So, did you learn how to flush the toilet without having a working handle in the meantime in those couple of days?
My guest toilet is so fucked up because I don't know if you ever opened up the tank of the toilet, but there's a little hose the water goes through, but the water's not going through that hose. It's going through another part, and it's taking about a couple, about 3 or 4 hours for the toilet tank to fill up, and I got to get that fixed too.
Jesus.
Oh, so it's still broken.
No, well, a different toilet now is now broken, but it's a different reason. It's a different reason, and this reason is beyond my intelligence now.
Fixing a toilet's beyond your intelligence? Like, there's
this particular repair.
There's not much to it. I mean...
You know what? Then you can come over and fix it.
No, I won't. You lift up that lid, there's probably mung from...
Mung?
The original owner.
God, do you know what mung even is?
It's a... What is mung?
The way I learned the word mung, it's the innards of a dead person.
Mung. Let's see. Mung bean. Mung people. Yeah, this isn't going to work out. Hold on. Mung.
You got to go to Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, I'm there. A computer programming term. No, okay, hold on. Mung.
No, not capital M.
The worst possible thing that could be imagined, conceived, or performed... Okay, this is not good.
No,
let's just say a dirty film of shit. Is that sufficient?
That's pretty good.
All right. Well, why don't we take a little bit of a break? Tiny break. Okay? I want to just tell you about some stuff.
Let's hear it.
Of course, hearustalk.com, network of podcasts. You guys know and love them. Best in Show Radio. They're coming back June 4th with a live episode. Geeks of Rage Show, that's geeksofrageshow.com, and the brand new Bug Zapper Radio. We retired Hate Us Talk, and we now have Bug Zapper Radio. They're on Wednesday night, so tomorrow night, be sure to check out episode 2, Bug Zapper Radio. Get caught up on the Hear Us Talk blog, that's blog.hearustalk.com. Actually, I'm sorry, that's... HearUsTalk.tumblr.com. Whatever it is, go to HearUsTalk.com. Click on everything 1,000 times and enjoy our wonderful podcast. Frank, do you enjoy the Hear Us Talk lineup?
Oh, yeah.
You heard it there. Authentic.
Yeah!
True.
What the
and
hell?
And sacred. You know what? The likes of people like Rob Giggs are chiming in about Bug Zapper. What was his review? Liked it. That's all you need to know. HearUsTalk.com. That's HearUsTalk.com. www.thewrestlingnetwork.com. Come on! And we're back.
Yeah, I don't know. Because we've strayed so far.
Yeah, hey,
in the
guys.
Meantime.
Yeah. I just wanted to throw a little breaks in there to promote some of the shit that we have going on. I want to actually point out that you should listen to the other shows. You should subscribe. You have Definitely. To listen to all of that shit, Frank. You have to do it, Steve. I know you do. I don't ever see Frank in the... you lurk more than anything, don't you, Frank? You like to lurk.
Sure.
Frank's like the long-time listener. First time? Nope, not yet.
Interesting. Did you guys have a good week? You have a good weekend? Enjoy Mother's Day?
Yes. You know what? I had an awesome Mother's Day. My mom wanted to go to a Thai place for dinner.
Okay.
And, so I go, and I'm paying for it because it's Mother's Day. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll get whatever I want. And I'm like, duck. So I got, like, this mango roast duck. She got pad thai. My mom's friend got pad thai. So we're all done eating. The guy that owns the place comes over to me, looks at me. He goes, if my dad was alive, he'd be rolling his eyes. I'm like, what?
What?
He's like, the way you use chopsticks? And I'm like, oh, man, this guy's going to totally insult the way I use chopsticks. I'm like, I've fucking used chopsticks since I was, like, 8 years old, man. I've been perfecting for years. He's like, I'm 63 years old, I'm Chinese, and I still can't use chopsticks. My dad would smack me in the face if he saw you, an American,
using
chopsticks so well. And I'm like,
so he flipped it on
you. I didn't even
know
how to, like, I didn't know what to say to the guy.
That's the ultimate compliment a Chinese restaurateur can give you.
Yeah,
other than ringing up your cash purchase on the actual register and not the calculator to the right of it so they can cheat the government.
Yeah, 8% plus porfari, poopoo platter.
Yeah. By the way, VA Messenger is in the chat room wondering who the new Frank is. Frank is actually still here. He just hasn't said anything.
Yeah. Frank?
Frank, are you there?
Yes. I was just talking before about the class trip. I was, you know, I don't want to interrupt Steve's story.
Well, that's kind of your job, isn't it? Isn't that your role to, like, actually talk about it?
Did you do that before I was even introduced?
Yeah.
That's true.
It was the same story, actually.
Well, if anybody would like to call in.
But I was going to ask you, Ken.
Now you want to talk?
Yeah.
Say yes. I've talked before, and that you're a homeowner.
316. Hold on. Can I fucking. Why do you pick the worst times to chime in? When we're actually talking about something, you fucking sit there, twiddle your thumbs, or stare off at your beige wall. Or wonder how many more days until the boxes of paper fucking close you in. And then they find you 2 weeks later, thin with fucking razor nails and a huge beard.
Frank's going to die in a data landslide and hard cut.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to have to learn how to eat printed documents. Anyway, 316-768-4472. If you want to call the show, 316-768-4472. Frank, can you just do me a favor? When we're giving information to people, don't do that I just ran half a lap fucking exhaustive blowhole of air noise.
It was nothing meant toward that. Sometimes I just have to take a breath.
I picture just a spray, like in Super Mario 2, where you could jump on it and then get higher in the level.
Frank, aren't you scared of germs? Like, the things you do, you produce more germs, like, than any other person in the world, and yet you're afraid of everyone else's.
It's, you know...
You just answered your own question.
Germophobia...
Listen, Ken,
is a form
you're a
of
homeowner
egotism.
Now.
Yes, I am.
We were talking about toilets before. Are you the kind of guy who buys those blue... or Clorox things and puts them in your tank, or you don't give a fuck.
2,000 flushes.
I haven't yet done that, so I guess I don't give a fuck. I do hang something from the rim.
You're one of those people.
Yeah,
the problem with that is the same thing.
Now, I bet you. Not only do you hang it from the rim, but I bet you when you take a piss, you try to hit it to that thing, don't you?
Well, how else is it gonna? You know, if I want to accelerate the blueness, so you got to get it moist. It only gets moist when you flush. So I try to aim for it and make a game of it.
When you pull down your pants and take a squirt, do you...
Thank you for clarifying that. I take my pants down.
Right. When you do the first squirt, like the first shot of urine, is it oftentimes that you miss the bowl and you'll maybe shoot the fucking wall?
It's not oftentimes. It's only like when I'm doing that in the dark piss. Right out of the bowl in the goddamn dark. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Steve and Frank. Who's this?
This is the VA Messenger.
VA Messenger. Long time.
Hey, long time. Long time. No talk.
One for one, VA. So,
that's right.
So is Steve the new Frank?
I think
I'm the original Frank.
Steve was here before I was.
Yeah, here's the thing. Frank is the new Steve.
Yes.
And now they brought Steve back, so now we have two of me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, at least you're talking more than Frank is.
That's true. Yeah. What's going on? What's going on in Virginia?
Not much, man. Not much. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Good. Glad to catch up.
Can we play a game or something? Or do we have topics?
Would you like to play a game? I don't know. What type of game would you like to play?
I don't know. I want to win something.
What do you mean? What do you want to win?
Do we have Heroes Talk swag?
Do you want us to buy you something on Amazon?
I want to win a a DJ New Style T-shirt.
Okay, what will you do for a DJ New Style T-shirt?
Answer questions or something.
Wow, that's really worth it. Maybe you should post a video of yourself doing something embarrassing on YouTube and get it to 300 views. And I'll give you a DJ New Style Show T-shirt if it's embarrassing.
Have you seen my video of me doing a report from the hurricane?
No, I haven't. I got news for you, VA Messenger. Just like you're not on keeping tabs on everything I do, I haven't really been up to par in everything you've done.
But okay,
is this a must see?
It's a pretty funny video. I will post a link in the room.
Well, maybe we should go around the table, so to speak. What should VA Messenger do to get a DJ New Style Show T-shirt, Steve?
Answer 10 questions correctly out of 20.
Yeah, but do you see, we don't have questions.
So. I have questions.
He should do his house
I have
right
them already.
Now. Oh, Steve has questions already. Okay, Frank.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What do you think, Frank?
I think he should walk out of his apartment right now barefoot. And shoot a raccoon and then show it to us on Twitter.
It's already Tuesday, though. That's what he
yeah,
does.
I'm already barefoot.
He already does that Tuesday. Maybe maybe mix it up and make tomorrow fox night. You can have a goddamn red-tailed fox. Shit.
I'll go 5 of 10. I'll go 5 of 10.
Okay, you're going to ask him 10 questions, and if he gets 5 correct, we'll give him a DJ New Style Show T-shirt.
What are these questions regarding?
Potpourri.
How to be clean and shaven and well liked. So you're not going to do well.
Well, I'm actually somewhat clean shaven. Oh, I will say, not that you would care, but I raised $500 for my friend that had breast cancer.
Why wouldn't I care?
That's
about
awesome,
that?
Dude.
Why do you think I'm a heartless fucking asshole?
Because you think I'm a hairy bastard, and I shaved my my long hair and my beard for $500.
You sure you didn't just...
Oh, really? You did?
Yeah.
Can I have a picture?
Yeah.
Frank, it was, yeah. This long hair shaving business.
I have this fetish of seeing people shave down, shave. I enjoy it.
Speaking of fetish and pictures and body parts, Frank, by the way, Wes, you're on the phone.
Oh,
maybe
I hear it. Ken, I got it. I'm going to send Wes a photograph, and he's got to tell me what it is.
Oh,
perfect.
All right. Perfect. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Do you
Wes,
have?
I'm going to post something on my Twitter right now.
Yes.
I want you to tell me.
I don't
this
follow
is.
You on Twitter.
Why don't you follow him on Twitter?
Oh. I think I might. You do, I don't actually. Know.
I think you do.
Are we friends
follow
on,
me
Twitter?
On Twitter?
Well, you know what? This is going to hell really quickly, and I want to thank everybody involved for making this as much of a clusterfuck as it is. You can't go to a website. You don't have to fucking follow him, but he's going to put a picture up. Frank, post the picture and just say what is it? And
Twitter, the Germ Freak.
Yeah, the Germ Freak. It's twitter.com/the Germ Freak.
Give me a couple seconds. I got to find my phone. Hold on a second.
Christ.
God. Seriously, Frank.
You know what? Why don't you suck it?
What? Why do you... By the way, I want to point out, and Steve, you're witness to this. Frank will text things that are essentially requests for oral sex. And they're directed to men. For example, I said the text to Frank and Steve saying, have your topics ready, let's meet at whatever time. And Frank goes, why don't you suck it real good?
I didn't say suck it real good.
Yeah, you did.
I said, why don't you suck it?
No, you wrote good.
Said, suck it good.
Yeah, no, you wrote suck it good.
Suck it good.
Yeah, no, that's what you wrote. Yep, suck it good.
All right, I posted a picture. VA Messenger, if you could tell me, I'll give you one guess. If you could tell me what this is a photo of, Ken will send you a DJ No Style shirt. It's on my Twitter.
No Style shirt?
Pardon?
The DJ No Style
That's
shirt?
That's just his funny homage.
That's my homage to...
Vandick.
Vandick.
Okay, it's on twitter.com/thegermfreak.
Right.
All right, I'm looking.
That's so
Hold
disgusting,
on.
Frank.
Hold on.
That is, please, Steven.
Let's stop.
I know exactly let's what it stop. Is. I'm just saying it's
Steven,
completely disgusting.
Shush.
Let's quiet.
I know exactly what it is. Earwax.
You are incorrect.
Whoa!
No shirt.
Incorrect.
No shirt for you.
No shirt.
Should I tell him?
Why don't we accept other callers?
Let's have somebody else call in,
and perhaps they'll get a shirt.
I post a link to my video if you want to watch it.
We'll watch it after the show. Is that all right?
Oh, you're a dick.
Jesus, earwax.
that was a good guess, VA Messenger. I will give you that.
Tommy, by the way, 316-768-4472. VA Messenger just gave this idea to us. We're going to give a DJ New Style Show t-shirt to somebody who can guess what this picture is on Germ Freak's Twitter. It's twitter.com/thegermfreak. It's the post-dated... Fucking!
Oh, cigarette. I know what it is.
Don't say it.
You had to guess.
Yep, I'm sorry. I had to hang up on him.
Yep.
Okay, so if anybody wants to call in and you want a DJ New Style Show t-shirt for whatever goddamn reason, feel free.
Can I ask for one? Because I had no idea we had t-shirts. I'll take a t-shirt for free.
Well, Steve, it's not going to be free for you, even though you're on the show. You'll still have to pay for it because...
How much are they?
$35.
What?
They are made of cotton. They are made of cotton.
So no, don't wash it.
You don't understand. I can print out a logo and iron it onto a shirt tonight and have a shirt.
More power to you.
I'm going to do it.
Well, Frank, do you want to expose what it is?
Nobody else gives a shit.
No.
Nobody gives a shit.
Then I'm not going to say right now.
Okay, we'll leave it out there then. Leave it. Yeah, because, Frank, what you've been doing is you've been sending me pictures of your body and pictures of odd things that you find and turtles and shit like this.
That was an impressive turtle. Admit you were impressed.
Well, the thing is, it's a turtle, and it was on the side of the road. I was impressed that you pulled over to take a picture of it. I don't know why you did that, but...
Because when is the last time you saw a turtle on the side of a road? Exactly.
But that's not like something to be excited about.
That you know what? Remember, Steven asked me what I get excited about. That's what I get excited about, things like that.
What? Just animals being where they should be in nature.
And what did
an
you do?
An animal being on the road is nature. What'd you say, Steven?
What did you do in that situation? Did you stop your car, get out?
No. What happened
go next
was
to it and just stand there for like half an hour.
I didn't have any type of shovel in my car. I was afraid it may have been a snapping turtle. If it was a shovel, I would have picked it up and thrown it back into the gully. But there was no shovel, so I had to leave it.
Oh, so you pulled over, took a picture of it, and said, well, good luck! Good luck! Thanks for the photo op.
See how close he was to that line of the friggin' road, man. The cars were like inches from him.
Did you try anything to at least...
Didn't you try to turn him around?
Well, I threw sticks at it to see if he'd turn around, but he didn't turn around.
So you had sticks and you couldn't just turn him around with a stick.
Frank pulled over on the shoulder. Frank pulled over on the shoulder, went into the woods and pulled sticks out so he could throw it in this turtle's fucking face. That's what he did.
That's what it sounds
You're
like.
You're fucking cruel. You're absolutely cruel. You don't give a shit about animals.
When I tried to move it with the stick just broke.
You don't give a shit about animals, Frank.
I love animals.
No, you don't.
I really love them real good.
That sounds really bestial.
Can I please just tell you this, Frank, that nothing makes me hate you more than when you say real good.
Or extend any word.
Yeah, pretty much
longer
any
than
word.
It should be.
Absolutely. So Steve had a great time at his Thai restaurant. Frank, obviously your mother had a wonderful Mother's Day because it was a day where she was reminded that she had a son and you're him.
So I actually didn't see my mother on Mother's Day, so.
What?
I didn't see my mother's on Mother's Day.
You didn't see your mother's on Mother's Day?
My mother on Mother's Day. I went to Donna's mother's house.
Why did you talk to your mom at all? Or give
her
anything?
Of course I talked to her. What am I, an animal?
Okay, so you just gave her a call. How
well,
long
you know what happens when you get married, which maybe someday you'll do, Ken.
Wow,
you have to sometimes choose which way you're going to go to, and you know, there you go.
Or you can do one on Saturday and one on Sunday.
Well, I did do that. I saw my mama on Saturday.
Oh, so you got relegated? Your mom got the shaft.
Is that what you consider it when you don't go the day of and you go the different day?
It's the lesser day, to be honest.
So has your mama ever had the lesser day?
What are you talking about?
Has your mama ever had the lesser day?
Okay. Well, sometimes.
Okay. Well, there you go.
You know, what are you going to do? Well, we had a bit of a weekend, okay, for Mother's Day. We kicked it off by enjoying some excitement. Some amusement, some death-defying
stunts.
We went to. I like how it's always
totally death-defying.
It's always described as grandiose. It's a thrill ride. It's an amusement park. It's death-defying twirls and loops. It's Great Adventure, the place
it's
where
the Michael Bay of amusement parks.
It's the place where if you go on any day. On the weekend, you're surrounded by Puerto Ricans who have no qualms about using foul language in front of babies. But for some reason, and I don't know why, on a Friday, there was nobody there. Absolutely nobody there. Now, Frank, do you enjoy Great Adventure? Have you ever been to Six Flags?
I've been to the safari.
Yeah, but ever in a car?
Is that supposed to be some sort of joke?
Yeah, because you like to eat molding off of Chevy Berettas and eat the bananas that are thrown at you.
Yeah, they stop the baboons. They stop with the baboons aren't around anymore.
Oh, really?
Anyway, I actually
we used to go to the safari and take water guns and shoot the animals.
What happened is
900.
I used to have a photo of a baboon penis because what happened was one time
what?
When the baboons were around, the baboon landed on my side view mirror and I could see his little ding dong and I took a picture. It was pink.
You like doing that. I mean, you have said before in the past that you took a picture of your son's uncircumcised dick when he was born.
When he was first born, I took a picture of him when he was first born. He was naked, so there was his uncircumcised pecker. And
child porn.
Go.
That's child pornography.
Whatever.
Yeah, I hope you don't have that in your possession. If you ever commit a crime, you'd be a red dot on a map. A red dot on a map. So you don't go to this to the non-safari aspect of Six Flags. You don't.
I think I went to. I may have gone once. See, here's the problem. Rides involve two things. They either involve height or spinning around. Neither of which I like.
Sometimes they involve both. You don't like spinning, and you don't like heights.
Correct. So what?
So you never go on any rides?
Yeah, well, so listen, I'll indulge in the Himalaya or the Scrambler. I have no problem with those rides.
What the fuck is the Himalaya?
The Himalaya is it looks like a bobsled, but it goes backwards, and there's rock music playing in the background.
Oh yeah, it's like a wavy track that goes up.
Yeah,
and down.
Yeah, it's always the kind of ride you'll see at like a town fair or something. There's always a derelict operating it.
Yeah, you want to ride the zipper? If you give me a dollar, today is my birthday, so if y'all could give me a dollar for some bills,
Gravitron, right?
I'll try to have some bills. I gave a dollar to the guy that was running the Ferris wheel because I was frightened. Because he said
scared you into it.
He told me it was his birthday and he wanted to buy some bills, some bills.
And I have a challenge for both No Style and LARPer.
What are you challenging me to?
I'm going to challenge you that I want you to both go on a ride called the Slingshot Ride at Seaside Heights, New Jersey. And I will pay for the ride for both of you to see if you guys go on and have the balls to do it.
Wait, we can go separate, right? We don't have to go. We don't have to embrace each other and nuzzle up.
No. There's two people on that can go on at the same time, and I want you guys to go together so you can scream together like a bunch of bitches. And I want to
scream.
Recorded. I guarantee you, Ken is going to scream.
No, he won't.
Wait, so the thing is, we can't scream because like screaming is part of the best. Fucking part of the ride to enjoy yourself.
You will hold each other's hands.
Wait,
when you're
do you scream?
We're not going together.
Hold on. Do you scream?
No, the deal is for you guys to go on, together at the same time.
Oh,
there's
I'm not
two
go-
seats
fuck
on each.
That.
You can two people can go at one time because there's two seats.
I'm not gonna fucking Thelma and Louise this shit with fucking Steve. No.
Forget it then.
Forget. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm missing out on a free ride at the Slingshot. In the fucking boardwalk.
Why can't you sit next to him and go on it? What's the big deal?
Well, is this one of the fucking things? Is this where you lay down on your stomach? Like you're...
No!
And they bring you back and let you go and you go back and
you're
forth
missing,
in an arc?
I guess you're not thinking of the same ride I am. You guys are sitting down, you know...
Oh, you're in a seat. You're in a seat and you get fucking launched by like a cable. A
and then you go back and forth and back and forth.
Compression.
And
it's on these two long poles, you know, two long poles, and you go back up and down.
I would do that, no problem.
All right, let's see you put your money where your mouth is.
Why is this such
no,
a...
No, let's put your money where our...
How about this?
Not giving a fuck.
How about this? I'll pay for your ride and give you $200 if you do it. That's the challenge.
Because I would never do that. There's no amount of money that would make me do that.
What's it like being the fucking skirt in a relationship? Because Donna would do that tomorrow. She would
she
pay
no
to do
it. She has
no
problem with heights. She loves heights.
She loves it. She loves heights, all right. I'll tell you that. In any event. Yeah, your challenge isn't going to happen. I mean, I would gladly accept the free ride and do it and fucking sit
why,
there.
Why
stone-faced.
Can't you go on and sit the same and with Steve? It's just,
I'll do that. I don't
there's
care.
There's two seats. It's a chair with two seats.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll go on it.
I'll go on it, Frank. What day? Because I guarantee you, 3 days before the day happens. Oh, I gotta
Frank's
go.
Mine is
my niece.
Seaside Heights. I can't get there. I gotta go on a field trip for my son. Yeah. And
I forgot. I gotta de-stink my fucking shoes. Today.
No, actually, my wife de-stank them. She took the inner soles out
and burned them.
So now I have no inner soles in the sneakers.
If your wife burned your shoes, they would actually scream. Like it would be like whistling coming from a lobster.
It'd be a 50-mile radius of people screaming.
Yeah. Oh, just fucking hideous. We went to Great Adventure. There were no lines. And since you're not a person that goes on roller coasters or rides or has to wait in any kind of line, because the Himalaya, Frank, not to break down your ride, not a popular attraction. Not a lot of people waiting an hour to get on the fucking Himalaya. Okay? Maybe the swings, but not that fucking Himalaya. So in New Jersey, at Six Flags Great Adventure, they have what is known as the world's tallest and fastest roller coaster. And it's notoriously known to have the longest fucking line. Amanda's dad went with us. He said that when they went, it was busy, respectably busy, not overcrowded. They waited in line twice, 2.5 hours, and still didn't get to ride the fucking thing because it shut down.
Oh, okay. Steve, would you wait in line 2.5 hours for a fucking ride?
Yeah, if I'm at a park I just paid admission to and I'm going for rides.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what happens. I mean, you deal with it. You're there. That's what you plan on doing. Do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Just go ahead.
Let me tell you the trick about the going on those rides and how you can go on them quickly. You
all right, go
on
ahead.
At the end, right before the place is closing, you get on the end of the line. And that's how you get
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but you plan to get to that place at 9 o'clock. So yeah. What do? Wait until 9 p.m. and then start going on rides? Fuck that.
You know what?
No, I'm saying you make that your last ride to go on.
A lot of people do that. And it's usually always crowded. And so we got there and we saw a long...
Wait, what I want to go on.
The first... We opened the place. We got there at the opening and we left when it closed. So at the opening, the first thing we wanted to do...
Did you have breakfast beforehand?
Yeah, I had some Chick-fil-A breakfast. Okay. The most delicious of all fast food breakfasts. Steve, back me up. Have you ever had Chick-fil-A breakfast?
No, I haven't.
Get the fuck off my show. Get off my show! What?
You like eating fried chicken for breakfast.
Well, people say I do a very, very convincing impression of a certain type. Yes, Frank. Yes, I do love fried chicken for breakfast. In any event, we got there, and the first thing we wanted to do was get on King to Ka, which is the world's tallest and fastest roller coaster, which is an 18-second ride. And this is the ride that people have waited 3 and 4 hours for. 18 seconds. It shoots you off at about 128 miles an hour in 4 seconds and launches you up, I don't know, over 400 feet.
Is that a 4G force?
You know, I fuck it. Here's what I hate about you. I explain one fucking thing to you.
Is that a 4G?
I explain one thing to you, and you use it over and fucking over again. A couple days ago, you asked me, what does it mean when someone says that's 4Gs? What does that mean? I said, well, it's a multiplication of the force of gravity relative to the Earth. Oh, okay. Okay. And is that staircase exhibit 4Gs?
You know what? I do it just to get under your skin, and I was successful at it. But let me ask you a question. You say that the King to Ka is the world's tallest roller coaster. Is Great Adventure in Jackson the only location that has it, or other locations also have it?
Well, it was based on a ride that existed in Cedar Point. What?
Been there.
Okay. I thought that was Frank actually doing this.
No, I said hell yeah.
It was based on a ride in Cedar Point, but they made it taller or faster. One of the things. Either one or both.
Faster at the start.
In any event, yeah, that's the only one there is.
I think it was the Raptor, right? Was the one at Cedar Point?
That's the only one there is, Frank. Okay.
Frank?
Jesus Christ, what are you doing?
I'm listening. I heard what you said.
You ask the question, and when you're given the answer, you just stand there, like looking at the fucking
person?
You
gave me the answer. What am I supposed to do now? I mean, I asked you a question, you gave me the answer. All right. Okay, thanks. What am I supposed to say
what
now?
What a fucking creep.
Continue with your story.
Here's the thing. If somebody did that in real life, it would say, hey, does this roller coaster exist anywhere else? It's funny you ask that. It's based on something, but it's actually there. Nothing. Just stare at the person. Not even a thank
like
you. Not even an, oh, okay. Good to know. No, nothing. You just fucking stand it there with your
Are
mouth agape.
Are you the kind of person when you go on a roller coaster, you put your hands up in the air?
I have done that, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Not me.
What is the purpose of that? Why do people do that?
You feel a pull on your arms. You know? Your arms become heavy at a certain point. They become very light and fly up. As you go around curves, as you go down the hills, it's a pretty amazing fucking feeling, Frank. One that you'll never have because you're afraid. You're afraid. When are you going to go on a roller coaster? You're never going to go on one?
I have been on roller coasters in my life. I was on the Super Duper Looper in Hershey Park.
The Super Duper Looper?
In Hershey Park, Pennsylvania, in Lancaster County.
Okay.
So I have been on roller coasters in my lifetime, maybe about two or three. The roller coasters I typically go on are the kiddie roller coasters because it's more my speed.
Yeah, that's great, Frank. I think it's also you just wanting to relate to the kids.
Frank, what's your favorite all time ride at a carnival? The swings?
I can't say I have a favorite one, but if I were to say anything, it'd probably be the teacup.
The one at Disneyland that's
teacups.
Based off what is it, Fantasia?
No, my favorite ride of all time is, without a doubt, the Peter Pan ride.
Is that even like a ride, or is that just a train through a fucking a diorama?
No, it's a very see, the thing with, I don't know if you've ever been to Disney World.
I have been on that one. When we took my niece to Disney World, and all of those rides, the insert Disney character here ride is a little car that goes on a fucking track, and there's cardboard cutouts of things. And that's
right.
It.
The thing with Disney rides is I find them to be very soothing. They're very soothing rides.
Like the Small World ride.
Yeah,
like
they're
that?
Very. Do you understand what I mean? Did you get the feel when I say soothing? Do you understand what I mean?
No, Frank. I have no idea what soothing could possibly mean.
No.
Please explain that to me.
Do you understand what I mean? And do you understand my point in the context of the rides? That they're soothing. Do you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're fucking boring. That's what they are. They're a goddamn fucking snooze. Boredom to you is soothing. So yeah, you go on there and you've been waiting so long.
It's a small world.
Yeah, by the way, the key to like Frank's idea of waiting until the end of the day to go on a ride is a fair suggestion, but the true key to get to the front of any line is to have someone in a wheelchair with you. Because
there's no doubt about that.
You will get that is your fucking fast pass. Their misfortune is your fast pass. You get right to the goddamn front. Yeah, when we took my niece to Disney World, we didn't wait in one fucking line because my grandma was with us.
All right, but what about putting somebody in a wheelchair who's not really disabled?
I wouldn't do that. But the best thing is watching those fucking people in Florida with their fucking fanny packs and their windbreaker material pants just staring at us with the mean mug, with the icy grill.
Do you feel bad?
No, I fucking...
Were you embarrassed?
No, I felt incredible. It actually made me feel even better about fucking the system. Getting over on them, beating the system, essentially. I mean, the system allows for this, so it's not beating the system, but you feel like it because these fucking fat sows have sweated through their fucking cut-off sweatshirts with their belongings above their genitals and their stupid fucking bags, and you look at them, and they're, why did they get on the ride first?
When this was happening, did you see if anybody was making dirty looks or huffing and puffing?
I'm describing it to you because I have seen it.
Oh, really?
Everyone I went on, Frank, it was summertime, or at least really hot out that day, if it wasn't summer. And everybody was on fucking winding lines. These lines where you turn a corner, you're like, oh, we've gone so far. After this corner, it's going to be really quick. And you turn the corner, and it's a goddamn
9,000 people mill. In front of you.
It's a fucking people mill of twisting fucking metal gates, and you have 3 more hours to go. And there's no getting out of line because you have a fucking double file system of 3,000 people behind you, eager to get on whatever fucking stupid boar fest ride.
Everybody has engaged, like, not moving fucking...
Yeah.
Is to block anyone.
I don't remember it exactly, but I'm fairly certain that at one point I skipped past people. Because they have, like, almost like a red carpet that the handicapped people get to get pushed along. And if I wasn't pushing my grandmother's wheelchair, I'm pretty sure I skipped... And I looked very elated to not have to wait in the fucking train of fatsos and sweaty people. It was great. But you, Frank, wait in the line, and you finally get on that little boat or that little train car or whatever the fuck it is, the choo-choo or the log, whatever fucking object they throw you in and put along the track, and you just kick back for about 5 minutes.
Right. I mean, if there were roller coasters that didn't go more than maybe 10 feet off the ground and I go on. And there is a couple in her Disney World. I think there's one called Colorado Rocky or something like that.
Colorado
I did go
Rats.
On that.
Yeah.
I did go on that.
They're all pretty, pretty
eight
dumb.
8 people on one, like...
Right. It looks like a train.
My mom is not into rides at all. She would never get on a roller coaster. She has an actual fear. She's not just like specific to heights. She has a fear of roller coasters. An irrational fear that it's going to just go off the track. Like somebody's playing Roller Coaster Tycoon. Somebody like me who would just construct this massive roller coaster
to take out the people waiting.
Populate it. Get people on the ride, pause the game, and remove the segment of track and just have them launch into the fucking Pine Barrens or whatever fucking...
Put alligators
whatever landform is around your goddamn park. And what I liked best about Roller Coaster Tycoon is that as the train derailed from your roller coaster, it would just burst into flames as if it was powered by some kind of fuel that could ignite.
I saw a YouTube video of a guy that made this like endless roller coaster that just like was one roller coaster and then it looped to another.
Nice.
And the people were all like dying of starvation because they were stuck in it. Everyone's like, I want ice cream because they're dying.
Yeah, I love those games. I do. My mom has that fear, though, of it. And so she would take me, like when I was 9, I was 8, 10, 12, I wanted to go to Great Adventure for my birthday. So what she would do is she would take us all down there and just wait until we were off the rides. And so I looked at her, and she was really bored just kind of like tired of sitting and waiting for us to get off of the fucking the goddamn roller coasters or off the lines for the roller coasters. And I said, why don't you get on one of these other rides? I suggested the Scrambler. Frank, you're probably a fan of the Scrambler, right?
I said that before. I'm a big proponent of the Scrambler.
You can get up high in a Scrambler. She said no to the Scrambler. She was scared of the Scrambler. I said, look, Mom, there's swings. They just go around in a circle.
The Octopus?
I got her into the swings, and it went up like 20 feet, and she was frightened.
Salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'll never go on one of those again. What
you
scares
know what
you about
me out about the swings?
What? What skeeves you out?
A lot of times these people, they take their disgusting flip-flops off because they don't want them to fucking fly away in their dirty, disgusting black feet. You can see all the scurs.
Wait, these people. That sounds kind of racist, Frank.
Yeah, but you would see that on roller coasters,
No,
too.
I'm saying people who were on there. Have you ever seen people take their shoes off when they're going on swings?
On every ride, because people don't want to lose their fucking their foot protection.
It's vile.
Well, you know, it is what it is. You don't want to... What's worse, Frank? Seeing their feet or having a fucking black flip-flop fly off and hit you in the fucking face? So they're almost doing you a favor. They're protecting you from their terrible footwear.
The harshness.
Yeah, we saw like a new type of swing ride that they had there that goes up really fucking high. I have no idea how high it is, but you
like
could see
almost
it
vertical.
You could see it above the fucking nice. Trees. It was above the goddamn trees, and it looked like it was running all day and that there were people in it. But as we got by it, it had stopped working, and the people were actually test dummies. And some of them were missing limbs from the test ride. They're strewn about the base of this ride were test dummy arms. Some of them had like plastic sheet beards taped to their heads, different sensors and all that kind of shit. It was pretty fucking amazing to see that. That this ride is about to open and it's still taking arms off the test dummies.
Y'all want to beta test this carnival ride? Come on in.
Yeah. No line, bro. No lie. Fuck it. Yeah.
Fuck this. Sign this waiver. Get on board.
yeah, but and another thing about the flip-flop flying back. Frank, this is a thing that would happen because on a ride called El Toro, which is a wooden roller coaster, it's new. It's maybe a few years old, whatever. I saw somebody holding their phone, making like a point of view video, or trying to, of this ride so they could share their fucking experience. And I've seen a few of these on YouTube, and some of them are very successful. You see the whole ride and everything's good. They turn the fucking camera back on their face and they let out the white person having a good time. Yeah! Or whatever. And then they close the phone and go about their day. Well, on this ride, the one that I was on in the back of the fucking train, the last seat where you feel the most force, as my other friend would say, at a certain point in the ride, I saw the fucking phone fly out of somebody's hands and sail inches above the heads in the train and go right over mine. If it was less wind resistance or the hand was lower, I probably would have no eye. Fucking
got buzzed.
These fucking people. And then 30 seconds after that, somebody's sunglasses fucking flew off.
No, you ever go on? It used to be a Great Adventure. It was just a straight drop down, like
free
they
fall.
Jack you up. Yeah, the free fall one.
Yeah,
and everybody puts like a stack of coins on their knee, and they're like, "Oh, look at it! It's hovering! It's fucking
physics! Physics!
And,
wow! Yeah, they get to
and
witness
then you hit the curve, and as soon as you hit the curve, you see the coins.
Kling, 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 kling.
And then you hear that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You hear the shit. You never want to be like the guy because there's only like what? It's like 4x4. It's like four rows and then four seats wide.
Frank,
the guys in the top are just like getting hit.
Have you ever heard of this ride, Frank? Free fall? It's gone.
I have heard of free fall. Absolutely.
It's
that
gone.
Was a big thing back when I was in the 80s.
Stuntman's free fall it used to be called. And it would bring you up a number of stories. It would push you out over the edge and you would be suspended there for however long they chose. And then you would hear
like,
that.
Oh, look at him. Look at him.
Yeah, and then you would hear.
Wait.
It's pretty much, it's any motion of a body where its weight is the only force acting upon it.
What?
Free fall, it's any motion of a body where its weight is the only force acting upon it.
Wow,
so
that's great,
so
Frank.
That.
It's that so fast. Obvious that you were reading that, too. I mean, maybe if you had fluid reading, where you didn't chop your words up. It is any body of horseman. No act.
All right, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's the matter? You do realize we have to take another break really fast, don't you? You okay with that?
Go for it.
Okay. Hey guys, this is DJ Newstyle, host of the DJ Newstyle Show. I want to thank you for listening to our show and all the other shows on HeroesTalk.com. And because you're so really, really nice and awesome, I think you deserve a gift. So go ahead and buy yourself something nice. Yeah, that's right. You deserve it. You've been listening to shitty talk radio, ruining your workday, killing your productivity. You deserve a present. And what better way to do it? What better way to do it than going to hearustalk.com/Amazon, clicking on the link and selecting any of the items on Amazon.com, ranging from MacBook Pros to rubber vaginas. They actually have rubber goddamn vaginas on Amazon. So
I called that. How quick did I call that initially?
You did. Yeah, you can get a fleshlight, pink, whatever color, texture you want on Amazon.com, and we get a small cut of it. We don't accept or seek donations, but if you'd really like to help us monetarily, go ahead and buy yourself a rubber cunt that you can come in and clean out and then catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror cleaning the cunt that you just fucked and cry a little bit. And when you do, think of us. HearUsTalk.com/Amazon. Thank you. And thank you for listening to our shows. And we're back. Welcome back to the DJ Newstyle Show. Hey, Frank, Steve, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, man? Long time no talk.
Frank, you buying all your stuff through HearUsTalk.com/Amazon?
Oh, absolutely. I love Amazon.
When's the last time you've actually purchased something online, Frank? I'm curious.
I purchase stuff for work online all the time. I don't know if you remember, but I am a Staples Gold member.
You're the only Staples Gold member. Nobody nobody cares about that
program.
Actually,
you know what? I think I posted this on Twitter a couple weeks ago. I think I'm going to switch to Office Depot, because what I was doing was I was purchasing supplies on Staples, and I was cross-referencing it on Office Depot, and the Office Depot, literally, most stuff was at least $20 cheaper. So I think I'm going to go to – and when I said that Staples –
$20
said, you know,
or 20%?
You actually brought that up as an argument or a bargaining chip?
I called Staples. I said, listen, do you guys match prices with your competitors? And they said yes. So I gave them all the ID numbers or whatever, and from Office Depot, and I said, look this up. Your items are more than this. And so they matched the price and gave it to me. But I said to myself, well, this is a fucking waste. I might as well just go to Office Depot and start with. Why go back and forth like a bunch of fools?
Or go to Amazon and say, fuck you. You have obviously chosen poorly to bet your whole fucking business on paper being needed. And purchase your pink highlighters and your bottles and no-dos through HearUsTalk.com/Amazon. By the way, I just want to say really quickly when I went to Great Adventure, I missed a momentous day at work. I got an email the day before I had off on Friday that said, tomorrow is going to be Wear Whatever You Want Day. The first ever day where you can ignore the dress code. We'll bring lunch. You wear whatever you want. That means if you don't want to shave, you don't have to. If you want to wear shorts, you can. If you want to wear a t-shirt, basketball shorts, and sneakers or sandals, feel free. And now I look at that and I say, great, I like it. I would prefer not to have a dress code. But I read the email and it ends there. If I were to be in the office, I would take advantage of it. But it's not that big a deal for me. Our dress code is in place, obviously, so people don't look like scumbags when they show up to work, so they don't abuse the system. But it's pretty fucking relaxed. We can wear sneakers and jeans and a collared shirt. That's really what it is. The only thing is we have to tuck our fucking shirt in, and that irritates me. But
not
when
good for crunchy fat guys.
Well, yeah, but I just don't like wearing my shirt tucked in because I look like the manager of a fucking Office Depot, and then I'll have Frank, you know, fucking bringing up staples to me left and right to try and save on fucking staples and highlighters and fucking post-it notes. So the minute this email was sent, a number of the older men at work started to lose their mind. Like, this was a real...
Right.
Whoa, you hear... You guys get it? Did you get the email? You see? You see? Huh? What are you going to be wearing?
Go on out tomorrow.
What are you going to be wearing? What are you going to be wearing? I bet you're probably going to come in wearing what you normally wear. I don't know about you. I'm going to wear a t-shirt. I'm not shaving. I'm not going to shave. Oh, it's going to be great. I'm not going to shave. This one guy, this one older man, who is pushing 60, made such a fucking... Just a gallop about the ability that he had to not shave on this do whatever you want day. I'm not shaving. You shaving? I'm not shaving. No way am I shaving. Is it really that big a fucking deal to shave? Is it that big a fucking deal? Is life just a fucking wind down to a constant fucking structure to the point where not having to shave for a day is a fucking joyous thing? That's what I took from it. I looked at this guy with his cardigan and his fucking dumb mustache. He's a nice guy, but in all honesty, it fucking irritated me that he was excited that he didn't have to shave, because it gave me a little bit of insight of what it's like to be old, to have been in an office for 40 years or however long. And to be a Staples Gold member. I don't know. Frank, I know you don't have a dress code, and I sure as hell know Steve doesn't. Steve, is there a dress code for basement dwellers?
Yes. T-shirt and shorts.
Every day? Sleep
yeah,
in it?
Yeah. Like, if you go to, like, a sweatshirt or, like, long sleeves, no. Too hot. Long pants, too hot.
I mean, you obviously have the fucking life. I mean,
straight up troglodyte.
Yeah, I mean, I sometimes, Steve, you come up in conversations I have with Frank, and Frank, I get the sense that you have some kind of animosity for Steve's lifestyle.
No, I guess I can admit that I am jealous. I'm jealous of your lifestyle. I don't think it's fair that I have, you know.
You actually told me, you said there's no way he could be enjoying his life.
You know, I don't want that to be a put down.
Were you wondering if he was capable of enjoying his life?
I'm wondering if Steve's happy. I'm just wondering if he's truly happy in life.
Do you think I am?
In all honesty, I think you yearn for other things.
Steve, would you say that you're happy in your life? But let's give a little background. You don't work currently. You have worked, no. But right now you don't work, and it's been a year.
I've worked.
It's been a year or two.
This is the longest I haven't worked. I'm 32 since I was.
And how long? 16. How long have you not been working?
A year and 2 months.
Okay, a year and 2 months. You live in a basement and you pay no. You have no major expenses.
No.
You don't have to pay rent. You don't
I pay insurance on my car.
You pay insurance on your car. That's the only thing.
Yeah, because my car is paid off. I don't pay rent.
There you go.
And what else is there?
So, would you say you're happy in this lifestyle?
I'm absolutely happy, but...
But you are yearning for other things, isn't that correct?
Yeah, I mean, like, it would be nice to have a girlfriend. I don't have a girlfriend.
When was the last time you had a chick?
It was probably a year ago.
Okay.
Like, that's probably the one part of my life where I, you know,
yeah,
am not excelling. Because if you're jobless, you really don't get chicks as easily as saying, I have this job.
That's
even if
true.
It's like, I shovel manure. Oh, okay.
I mean,
pay for that?
The,
yeah.
The truth is...
Oh, okay. What do you do for a job? Nothing?
Yeah.
How much you make? Oh, okay.
The truth is, you are living a stable lifestyle, but it's...
Stable.
It is stable, but it's seen as unstable from a potential girlfriend.
Yeah.
He does what? Oh, he does nothing. Oh.
No.
Okay.
From a potential girlfriend angle, it's like, she can't latch in and suck out of anything. Yeah.
Oh, so like, that's what
there's nothing to fucking gain for her.
I mean, I've hypothesized that maybe you work a job at a store, you punch in, you punch out, you go home, and then you live a modest life, and you don't really have stress, you don't have fucking responsibilities that are too pressing. That might be as close to perfect a life as you can get. But yeah, you miss out on all these other extras. And what I'm wondering, Frank, in the fact that you're asking Steve if he's happy, or you're wondering if he can be happy, what are the things that you don't see in his life
that are missing? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm angry that, and even with you, No Style.
Stop saying No Style, first of all, Frank.
Oh, that's my homage to Fandick.
He loves
Long live Fandick.
Yeah, okay.
You know what? Fandick, rest in peace.
You've given him homage like 8 times already.
Rest in peace. I mean, you know what? The guy looks like him, too, to be honest. Frank does bear a resemblance to Fandick.
Yummy.
You know what?
Yummy.
We never got a chance to talk to him before he died, but Fandick was passionate about what he did. We'll leave it at that. And rest in peace. So
it's always good.
But Frank, what are the things you said you're upset at his life?
No, I'm at 32, Steve.
Yeah.
I had 2 children, a mortgage. You know.
All right, that's what $100,000 already in debt at least. No mortgage. No
more than that.
180.
Way more than that.
Are you out of your? I wish I was a.
You're probably. Are you Frank? Are you $180,000 in debt right now on your house? Or way more?
You mean my mortgage, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, how much do you have to pay?
It's more than that.
Now, and he's been paying for how long?
2005.
Exactly. So Steve...
7 years.
Yeah. $180,000. To see that one roll around on the first digit is a pretty exciting thing for someone who has to pay a mortgage.
Yeah. Anyway, And I say to myself, you know, even with you, Kenneth, you've been in your house for a couple years now, but at 30 years of age, I had a child and a mortgage.
Okay.
Now you have the mortgage. Well, you're not even married, so it can't even doesn't even count. But
wait, why are you drawing comparisons to my life and shining a flashlight on your own regret?
I mean, I don't regret a goddamn thing.
Okay, well, but then why is it sad? You said you're angry that we're living this way.
But you don't.
You said you're angry
you
that we're living like this.
You don't know what. I'll say it to you, Kenny, because I mean, you live in a double income family. You make a nice living, and so does your chick. Let's not lie here. You guys are rolling in the money because you have
what
two.
What the fuck? What do you mean we're rolling in the money?
You have two.
Granted,
full-time...
we have a money room, but that's beside the point.
you have two people who have full time jobs, no kids. So let's just admit this. Times are pretty good right now financially. Will you admit that?
Yeah, I mean times have always been good. I've been fucking fortunate, you know.
Well, you got everything handed to you your whole life. But listen to me,
I didn't get everything handed to me, but I had enough handed to me that it wasn't difficult for me to do the things I needed to do to be where I am.
Right,
and I'm thankful for that. And I think the difference between me and you is that instead of recognizing what you have. And the things that you were given, and I don't want to turn this into a fucking Reverend Young Swag says, go with God and God bless. And I'm going to pray for you now. No, you have to look at the shit you have and fucking appreciate it and not look at somebody like Steve and say, well, fuck him for living an easy life. He doesn't know how I live.
No, it's just
I got
it's
this,
just,
I got that,
Steve,
I can't repair a wall.
Steve does not know. I mean, Steve, you would say this. You literally have no pressure in your life. You don't know what pressure is. You have no pressure at all.
No, I don't, because I've avoided situations that would put me into pressure in my life.
Now, you avoid. Does that make you – when you say you're avoiding it, does that make you a weak
smart,
person?
Yes. No,
a weak
it makes
person
me smart.
For avoiding it?
No. Like, I have a high standard for women, number one. I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying I do. So I don't expect any girl to, like, go out with me because I have fucking – I have no money. I don't have a
job. You, in other words, you look for girls who are out of your league. Is that what you're saying?
And to be honest, I can attest. I'm... I can attest. Steve has played out of his league for his entire life.
I've always played out of my league. Basically, but it's fine.
Basically, the fact that something he's with has a vagina means she's out of his league. I'm fucking with you. But no, he has definitely played far above his level.
You're fucking with me.
Yes. He's played far above his level for many, many years.
All right.
Well, Frank, what are you just falling off of your argument?
There's good people out there. There's good people.
No, I don't want to get this. I don't want to turn this around into something vicious.
No, go get vicious, Frank.
Wait, what do you mean?
No, I don't want to.
What do you mean something vicious?
People want you to be vicious.
Here's the thing. You say, I don't want to be vicious. That means you have something very fucking cruel that you have brewing that you're not saying.
No, I pretty much said it. I'm saying to myself, you know, you don't know what pressure is. So you don't know. It's almost as though you're really not an adult yet because you don't know what pressure is. You're still living the life of a 16-year-old.
But what if he just figured out everything he wants out of life and it's easy to attain because it doesn't cost anything?
More pressure to him.
You mumble mouth motherfucker. Oh god, listen to that. Listen to that healthy life full of stress and property. Way to go.
Listen, more power to him. But I hope you do find a nice girl and you get married someday. Do you want to have children, Stephen?
Absolutely. I think raising children is awesome.
Whose phone is that?
Not mine.
Mm-hmm. Way to go, Steve. Oh, I'm sorry. We have a caller here. 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Stephen Larper and Frank the Germ Freak. Who's this?
This is Clayton from Texas. How are you guys?
Clayton from Texas, host of Bug Zapper Radio. It's bugzapperradio.tumblr.com. You're going to be on Heroes Talk tomorrow night. Is that right?
Yeah, Lord willing, yes.
Lord willing.
Lord willing.
I'm going to pray for you now. I'm going to pray for you now, brother. What's going on, buddy?
I wanted to call in because, you know, it's funny. I'm not going to say I agree with Frank because I don't want to use the word fair or unfair. I don't think that's a correct assumption. But here's the deal. Steve can lie. I don't want to use I shouldn't say lie. He could say, I have everything I want or need, but that's not really the truth. And the fact of the matter is, if at some point in your life you don't have some kind of debt, it means you've never really tried or gambled or you've never really given it a go. And if you sit back waiting for something to happen, well, you know, sometimes you got to just kind of dive in and you know, start swimming.
I agree. Otherwise, I agree. It's just I haven't had a good opportunity where I saw the water was clear. I wanted to dive in. You know,
but that's the idea of gambling. You don't know if there's jagged rocks under the surface.
I did that at a Great Adventure when I went off the cliff jump when I was eight years old.
Well, you know what Frank's trying to say with the swimming analogy is what Frank would be saying is you're not even tiptoeing in the shallow end of the pool, you know, because you're at a point now where you're just kind of sitting around watching everybody else, living, doing things and moving on. And, you know, that's what he's kind of like, where he's kind of like, hey, how do you get to exist? In fact, the joke is there are people, and you're one of them, Steve, I'm sorry, but there are people that exist in the world right now that if it weren't for conditions because of the way things are in 2012, you wouldn't exist. They go 100 years from now, I have no job. I just kind of live and I eat. I have no problems. I drink beer, but like I have no income. How does that happen?
You're forgetting Steve's wonderful herb garden that he could sell herbs from.
No, that's true.
And he could fix the toilet. Not that there would be toilets if it wasn't as it is now.
And it's no knock. It's no knock by anyone because actually I enjoy his garden stuff. It actually gets me thinking about doing it too. I enjoy it. I kind of see where Frank's coming from. At some point, Steve's going to have to, like, hey, you got to do something.
No, I know.
I would love to see.
No, you can't just sit back forever. I understand that.
Do you feel guilty, Steve, in your position right now, what you're doing? Is there any guilt?
I don't feel guilty. Like, I feel
Is there
like,
any embarrassment?
No.
Are you kidding? Of course not.
Okay, hey, well, Frank, the way Frank would ask you this, no, question. Hey, would if you walk in your house, you don't ever think your parents kind of look at you and go, "Why is he still here?" You don't ever get that feeling like that at all.
Not my house. It's just me and my mom. My mom are friends, so it's not like she doesn't expect me to move out. She understands I have a good deal.
Yeah.
And she understands she's providing like half of the good deal. So why would she kick me out and just, you know, we're friends with each other. No. Why would she kick me out to make me feel bad just because I haven't done anything better with my life or like found a girl or like anything like that? Like it would be stupid. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess what they're pushing for is maybe it's not that she should kick you out or should feel like she wants to kick you out or you should feel like, why am I still here? It's that maybe I don't give a fuck what you do.
Thanks, guys.
What Clayton and Frank might be saying is, you know, You're gonna have, if you want the girl, you want the kids, you're gonna have to eventually have something on the line for their sake.
Well, yeah, no, I agree. I don't think I'm ready for that now, but like I'm just saying I'm taking that out of my life. I'm not expecting that right now.
All right.
So I live my life according to not having to care about that. So I just do what I need to do now, and that's it, you know?
I say let them hate, Steve. Let the haters hate. Let the haters hate. That's what they do, Clayton.
No, dude, hey. I love it. Because, no, the truth is, I try to live the same way like he does. It's just in the back of my mind, there's always that, you know, hey, the boys and the wife. Fuck the house. I don't care. Set it on fire. I don't really give a shit.
I think you might give a little bit.
Do you ever fantasize about like what it would look like if your house, if you burned your house down and fucking walked away?
Oh, weekly.
I do
weekly.
Every day.
Weekly.
Every day. Whenever I see a fucking cobweb or I see a broken board on the deck or a fucking crack somewhere, I just stand out in front of it and I look like I'm trying to come up with improvements, but I'm really just picturing it burning to the ground.
Spontaneous combustion among cobwebs.
Oh, yeah. It's a glorious feeling sometimes when you're just like, you know, I could just fucking set this house on fire and just move away. You know, just move away. Fuck them. You know, what are they going to do? Well, you're going to owe this money. Blow me. What are you going to do? You know, you're going to put me in prison? Fuck it. Whatever. Just have a roof over my head. So.
Yeah.
Anyway. Three squares, son.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely. Well, be sure to check out Bug Zapper Radio tomorrow night. Lord willing. On Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. This is episode 2. It's a brand new show. New production. There's a fire behind Clayton right now, and it's a burning. It is burning.
Yeah, who is DJ Newstyle? We'll find out soon.
Is that what's going on? Oh, man.
Yeah, it is. Trust me. I already got a few recordings. I'm fucking great.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll all find out who is DJ Newstyle. Means tomorrow night. Thank you very much, Clayton, for calling in. I really appreciate it. Take care of yourself. Well, guys, Steve, I will not hate on your lifestyle. Frank may, and Clayton may try to give you some fatherly advice to get you on the path that he sees fit. But I'm not gonna steer you away from Fritos, Clayton, and video games. If that's what you want to do, Steve, then goddamn it, fire up fucking Command and Conquer or Bionic Commando, whatever the fuck you want to play.
Yo,
let it rip.
Three months, I haven't played anything except for maybe Bejeweled and Words with Friends.
Except for your dick.
Whoa!
Wow, Frank.
Well, thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in to another rousing, which is a word I stole from Clayton, rousing episode of the DJ Newstyle Show. DJNewstyleShow.com. Please subscribe. We're on iTunes as well. And click like on our Facebook page. facebook.com/thedjneustyleshow. I'll tell you why. When you leave comments there, that's stuff that I'm reading while I'm shitting at work. I'll level with you. I read Facebook comments while I shit at work. And I want more. So please go there and click like. Thank you very much to VA Messenger for checking in and expecting something from us. And if you want to guess what that picture is, we didn't say what it was, but someone got it.
No, go eat one.
And we're not going to say what it is. Go to twitter.com/thegermfreak and see if you can figure it out for your goddamn self. All right, Steve, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Go Weed should win the shirt. That's okay. What I'm going to say.
Frank, do you have anything you would like to say?
Suck it hard.
No, suck it good.
Yeah, Frank, do you have anything else you want to say?
Suck it good.
Thank you.